It's great. I wish it was somewhat, I wish it was a real game. Just because, it's like crazy that, we're coming from the same team and now we're all on opposite teams. It's like a dream come true to be able to, we wish we was all on the same team somehow, but, it's not going to happen. So being able to be on the same field is just, it's truly a blessing.
When you play Madden, do you play Madden?
Yeah, I play Madden a little bit.
Do you ever go crazy and, like, trade for all those guys so you can all be on the same team?
No, whenever we're all together, we'll do that. We'll all join up on the same team, and we'll get 3 controllers and just play around. But no, I don't do the trades. That was kind of back in my days when I was really on the Madden heavy, trading around for guys, stuff like that.
Both of you had such impressive rookie years. How enjoyable was it to get to see Jeremy have that success too?
It was great. And Jarvis as well, we're in the middle of games and I'm looking up at the Jumbotron and those guys are on the screen and they're scoring or they're doing something. You're watching them make plays and, literally I remember catching myself in the middle of plays last year, looking up at the Jumbotron. Eli's calling out the play and I'm watching, highlights and seeing those guys on there. And it was just extra motivation, extra incentive to do better.
You have a favorite play of Jeremy's? Maybe back in college. Probably. I don't know.
There's so many plays this guy's made, it's hard to pick one. I'll just go with one last year. I think the funniest thing I saw him do was, besides all the great celebrations that he had, just seeing him stiff arm a guy against Cleveland and accelerate away. It's kind of a little inside joke we have of him being like, just accelerating away. Coach Frank used to always yell at him and then jumping in the stands and they mushed him back down. It was a joke in our group chat for a long time. What's up, Cullen?
I know you said the idea of what the offseason was like as far as the celebrity goes and that kind of thing. You come here this week, you guys are the road team, but it seemed like those two practices, there were a lot of fans looking for you, talking to you, shouting at you. What was that like? And does it get old?
It never gets old, especially when it's kids, it never, it never gets old. Because I remember being a kid at one point and looking up to somebody or, being like, there he goes, or things of that matter, just because. So in that case, it never really gets old to me. But, there was a lot of people out there, and, some of them were wearing Bengals jerseys talking about, we're Giants fans. And it's like, you have a Bengals jersey on. obviously not a Giants fan. And there's, and then there's those other people who are around here, and they know that it's open, and you're able to get signatures, and they're sitting there with, like, 500 pictures and it's like, this is not for your little kid or anything like that. So it's a tough position to be in every now and then, just picking and choosing what and who you sign for.
But it's a little different now, I would imagine. It's one thing to be out at restaurants and stuff like that, but when you get back in the football element, your celebrity is different in the football element now than maybe even what it was last year. I mean, fans are now noticing you. You're coming, you're a main attraction from what they see.
I guess. I don't know. Just go out and, really just try and enjoy myself. This is what I love to do, and I'm fortunate to be able to call this my job, So I just go out there, and I try and have fun, and whatever comes with it, that's what comes with it.
Odell, do you feel you're better in certain aspects just going through the second camp, like right now?
This is my first camp, but...
Second year.
In certain ways, I do feel that I'm better. I feel like I've learned more. I've seen things, but still, all in all, I'm a young player, and I still have things that I definitely have to work on, and always want to continue to improve. So, I try and find those things, and I try and find my weaknesses, and try and really work on them. But it's tough when some of your biggest weaknesses are some of your biggest strengths. So, just find ways to control them and use them for your benefit.
I was looking for your weaknesses.
Rain? No, I'm kidding. Just my passion for the game gets in the way sometimes. That anger and all those things come into play, and it doesn't always work in my favor in my own way. So finding ways to, but then again, it helps me out a lot of other ways. It comes out and it brings out the best in me. So finding a way to channel that anger and that passion is really what I'm working on.
How do you do that?
A lot of work.
Is you talking like mental kind of work?
Mentally, just talking to yourself. Whatever it is you need to do at the moment of, there's always that boiling point that you get to, and it's like, what do you do when you get there? Do you react a certain way? Do you do this? And just finding your true self, not, you know, finding what's right to do, but finding your true self and whatever works best for you is really what I'm working on.
You did in practice this week. Did you get to that point when you were going up against a couple of the guys from the Bengals?
Yeah. You know, it gets to that point when you're in camp. This is, you know, I don't know how many days, and I don't even know what day it is today. And you just get into this groove, and, you know, you get frustrated as a player, as a human being. You know, we all have frustrations and things like that, and finding ways to not let it get to you, or like I said, just use it for the better is really what I'm working on. So, yeah, I mean, it gets there every now and then, but I've done a good job at controlling it and not letting it control me.
You mentioned Jeremy's touchdown celebrations, and you talked about using things like that to avoid the pressure that you guys both do that. Is that something you see in common between your game and his?
The celebrations just and stuff?
Having fun.
Yeah, I mean, this is what you worked all your life to get here to do, and now you're finally able to do it. You never know when it's going to be over. So I'm going to enjoy every single moment of it. I'm going to celebrate whenever I can, and I'm going to just literally enjoy everything that comes with it. Because, like I said, it could all be over whenever.
You're looking forward to playing in your first preseason game? You missed the whole preseason.
Absolutely. Anytime you get a chance to get on that field, and I think the biggest thing I'm looking forward to is hearing the national anthem and getting on the field again and just – it's just something about it, man, that just it broke me down the first time I got on the field. I don't know what it's going to do this time, but I am looking forward to being able to line up and see 32 across the other way and, you know, just see hopefully get to see him do a little something and then, you know, just keep it moving from there.
You have not done this before. I mean, you played in the Pro Bowl, but you haven't played in the preseason
game. I've never played in a preseason game. I actually had to ask, what do we have to wear to the games and stuff like that? Because I honestly didn't know. I was at home every weekend. Every time they would travel, I was at home. And I got to go to the preseason games last year, but never had been a part of the whole thing. So this is all kind of new to me as well.
So you're going to realize that, you know, you're going to be in and out pretty quickly.
Yeah. You know? And that's the tough part. It's like, you know, it's tough being competitive and feeling like you didn't get anything done, and it's, you know, you're only in there for however long you're going to be in there for. So just watch these other guys who are going to be playing and, you know, cheer on my teammates.
What did you think going up against Kirkpatrick and Pac-Man? What was that like, and what did you see from them?
It was fun to be able to go up against somebody who's not on my team and just be able to get a different look. And those guys are very good over there. I thought highly of Denard as well. He seemed like he has a lot of potential, and he's going to be a very good cornerback coming up pretty soon. And I think Pac-Man, he's been in the league for 10 years or something like that, a savvy vet who just knows the ins and outs of the game. I was very impressed with him.
What about Denard's game sort of stuck out to you?
He was very solid. You know, it's not like he was like 4-3, 27 reps on bench. Like, he wasn't like the most freakish athlete, but everything that he was doing to me stood out because it was just always the right place, the right time. Just very solid and very, you know, tough to beat cornerback.